Hey, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. Today's topic, we're diving deep into something crucial: self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes, juggling a million things, and putting everyone else's needs before your own? Yeah, me too. Let's be real, being a mom or anyone trying to conquer the world is a marathon, not a sprint. And trust me, you can't run that marathon empty. We need to talk about why prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You know that feeling when you're completely drained and snapping at everything? Well, that's not exactly the best way to show up for your loved ones or even yourself. When we prioritize self-care, we're essentially saying, hey, I matter too. And guess what? The better you take care of yourself, the more energy, patience, and love you have to give to others. It's like filling your own cup so you can pour into those around you. Now, self-care doesn't have to be some grand, elaborate spa day though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. It's about those small, intentional acts that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about making conscious choices throughout the day that contribute to your overall well-being. Think of it like this. Self-care is your superpower. It's the secret weapon that helps you navigate the craziness of life with grace and resilience. So let's break down some key takeaways for integrating self-care into your daily routine. First up, schedule it in. Yay, you heard me right. Treat self-care like any other important appointment, block out time in your calendar and stick to it. Even if it's just 15 minutes a day for meditation, reading, or taking a walk, those moments of dedicated me time can make a world of difference. Second, listen to your body. Ever notice how sometimes you're craving a nap when everyone else is bouncing off the walls? That's your body speaking. Pay attention to those signals. If you're feeling tired, stressed, or overwhelmed, take a step back and do something that replenishes you. Maybe it's a hot bath, a good book, or simply closing your eyes for a few minutes. Third, fuel your body right. This one's all about nourishing yourself with wholesome foods that give you energy and make you feel good. Think fruits, veggies, lean protein, good stuff that keeps your engine running smoothly. And don't forget to stay hydrated. Water is literally life. Five, move your body. It doesn't have to be a hardcore workout. Even just 10 minutes of stretching or dancing around your living room can boost your mood, reduce stress, and get your blood flowing. Find something you enjoy and make it part of your routine. And last but not least, connect with your tribe. Remember that saying, it takes a village? It's true. Surround yourself with people who support you, lift you up, and make you feel good about yourself. Spend time with those who bring joy to your life and cherish those connections. Let me tell you a story. Remember that super stressful week last month when I felt like my to-do list was a mile long and I hadn't slept a wink? Yeah, well, I decided to switch gears and prioritize self-care. Instead of rushing around like a headless chicken, I carved out time for a daily walk in nature, indulged in some guilt-free me time reading my favorite book, and cooked myself a delicious, healthy meal instead of resorting to takeout. You know what happened? The stress melted away. I felt calmer, more energized, and able to handle everything with grace. So remember, you deserve to be cared for just as much as anyone else. It's not about being selfish, it's about being whole. Prioritizing self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the key to unlocking your best self and showing up fully in every aspect of your life. Let's recap. Schedule time for yourself. Listen to your body's cues, nourish your body with good food, move your body in ways that feel good, and connect with those who uplift you. These are your building blocks for a happier, healthier you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with more tips, tricks, and real talk for navigating motherhood and life. Like a boss. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.